This is a HeadGum Original.
Ooh! Are you trying to get your mug a beat? Are you trying to contour those brow bones? Maybe you're trying to lift those cheeks, mommy. Well, if you're gonna do it, you need to do it with a quality product. That's why I am tired of beauty products not meeting my standards. It's time to reshape the beauty world as we know it. Well, wait no longer. Meet Worthy We Cosmetics, the first sustainable luxury beauty brand in the US. I love Worthy We because they have amazing cream bronze tours, as they say them, which is sort of like this cream blush that sculpts your skin and also like covers all the imperfections. As a newer drag queen, I need help from a gorgeous product like this because Worthy We Cosmetics are vegan, cruelty-free, and even the packaging is biodegradable. So not only do I get my bronze tour shade like perfectly blended into my mug, I'm able to build like a new beauty routine. It's so easy to use unlike some products that are confusing. These cream blushes are buildable in a way that you can't go wrong. Like they're unbelievable. They're unrivaled. It's become a beauty favorite for me. Truly, the wear and finish is smooth, clean. I know you're gonna love them as much as I do, especially if someone like me who's brand new to creams and contourings. If you're as new as I am and you could look as smooth as this skin is looking, you're gonna love it. So treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand right now. Treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20%, oh my God, 20% off your first order at Worthy We Cosmetics, spelled WORTHYOUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER. That's Worthy OUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER for 20% off your first order.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Stella the Toothless, sunshade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
Oh, wow. You're listening to the one and only RuPaul's Drag Race recap podcast. Cow, G-O-D-D-E-S-S. This bitch is a goddess. I'm on Ogapian. Hold on.
The quality of this podcast has dropped.
Clean.
Since last.
Question portion, clean. Swimsuit, clean. The shrew you're hearing right now is my... my one and only sister.
Okay, Plain Jane.
It's Ozma, a.k.a. Oscar Montoya.
Hi. Thanks Oscar for having me on this very special episode of Drag Her.
This is a special episode. This is a therapeutic episode. I've been ranting about UK versus the world on my own, and I just couldn't. I couldn't talk about this finale alone, Oscar. I needed help. I needed to hold your hand. I needed comfort.
Okay.
Where do we begin?
I know that you were a Marina stan. Listen, we all
were. Who is
it? We all were.
Yes.
And, you know, listeners to Drag Her, this is going to be massive spoiler territory.
Massive spoilers for the UK versus the world finale.
Listen at your own peril, I would say.
Yeah.
But guess what?
Guess what?
She didn't win.
She did not win.
But who won instead?
Tia Coffey. Now,
which flowers to her mama.
Here's
she's a sister.
To her mama. She's my sister.
She's a sister.
She is unbelievable. I just want to be honest and say Tia Coffey is unbelievable. She is talented. She is fun. I adore her in a way that
has she ever done Drag Her?
No.
She would.
She's lovely. I would love to have her on. But I understand. I'm trying to be as honest as possible here and say that I do not want to discredit her win because her win is deserved. However, okay. How can we sit here and pretend like Marina wasn't fucking booted from the finale like a woman at a bachelorette party who gets up on the on a drag queen's number? Like, she was booted.
Yes. Yes.
What do you think that was about?
Well, first of all, okay.
Like,
first of all, I do want to say shout out to Tia Coffee. Congratulations for winning.
She's so cool. I have said she is a comedic genius.
She is.
Unlike many, 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 many girls in Drag Race. I'll say something crazy just because I do love her.
Oh, God. Here we go.
I think she's funnier than Bianca Del Rio.
Not too much. Not too much now. Not too much.
But you know what? Like, I actually think her brain is a more interesting comedic mind than Bianca Del Rio. So I'm just saying I love her.
You know what it is? Tia Coffey is the drag queen you want to nerd out with. You know what I mean?
Yes.
She is one of our kind. She's a total geek and a nerd. Also, she looks like a supermodel. I saw her in person. I've never met her, but I've seen her. But let me just tell you, she is intimidating as hell. She looks like a supermodel.
Yes.
And then when she opens her mouth, you're like, oh, this bitch is corny and nerdy like me. And relatable. You know what I mean? And I think RuPaul got that and is a smart lady. But I'll tell you this, and this is what I said from day one.
Okay.
I was like, okay, Marina Summers is the one who should win.
Yes.
UK versus the world. But let me ask you this.
Quickly.
Do you think the BBC, for the very first time where they give a cash prize, do you think they'd be willing to give it to a country that isn't the UK?
That's kind of my thinking.
Mama.
If UK versus the world is a conspiracy where UK people have to win, because now this is the second suspicious UK crowning.
Yes.
UK versus the world crowning, because Mohart easily could have won last year. And I'm not saying she like necessarily murdered her final lip sync, but why?
I mean, come on.
But
we have eyes. We all have eyes. We can see.
But why? Then why have the show if someone who's not from the UK can't win it?
Because people will digest it. This is part of the discourse, okay? Listen, I'm watching Drag Race like a producer.
I as a producer can't understand why we cut Marina.
Well, baby, you're barely a producer.
I'm kidding.
I was not shocked. I was not surprised. This was episode 3 or 4 when I realized, oh, okay, Tia Coffey is going to win this season. And the reason why I say that is because throughout the season, they've been editing Marina like she was getting the winner's edit. And then when she started to do her trademark Marina gaze, you know, this is your consolation prize to be on the show. Your consolation prize is you're going to get a really nice edit and you're going to get booked on a lot of shows, which she deserves to be. Hello.
But yes.
I was like, yeah, a winner? No. To me, but the shock,
why?
the gag is that, yes, Hannah Condo was in the top 2.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, a stunt could have been pulled and it could have been Marina versus Tia, and still Tia would have won.
Well, here's what's also so suspicious about this all is because, so they had remember the lip sync wheel? Why did they have, and then they're like, oh, you're on the wheel the number of times you won a repeater badge.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about that. Why? I'll tell you why. They wanted Marina to be the first lip sync because they knew no matter who she was choosing, she was not progressing to the final lip sync.
Agreed.
Why though? Is it because she's been calling out colonizers this whole time?
Maybe she's speaking the truth, and the truth is scary, especially for British people, especially when they're the host country, you know?
And it's so weird.
She wasn't going to win it. She wasn't going to win the season. She,
I know, but
there was no reality
in
which she was going to win the season.
I don't get why they want to punish us by showing how great she is, showing she's won repeater badges. It's like the whole episode, they're punishing us for liking her. And they punished, it almost felt like they wanted to make us mad because, you know, every girl on the season was saying, huh, it's a lip sync smackdown. We're fucked. We're fucking dumb. Dog shit. And it felt like the producers just wanted to prove the narrative that they had within themselves wrong.
Absolutely. Well, I also think that this is if you got to pick up that producer beret and put it on your head, because the storyline of the whole season is Marina is
the best,
an undisputed champion of the competition.
She's when a it Filipina comes to the winner. Looks,
when it comes to the looks and when it comes to the lip syncs, Marina dominated. They were shaking in their heels the entire time. And the storyline is finally Hanaconda, the president of the Safe Club, defeats the champion, right? This is an underdog storyline. The whole narrative of UK versus the World season 2 is the underdog narrative.
Why?
You know what I mean? Tia and Hannah finally come on top and defeating the huge threats that are Marina and La Grande Dame. You know, this is sort of the underdog ends up winning this season.
But how did you?
I know I'm
mad too, babe.
I'm mad too.
I don't want to take anything away from Tia, but this is upsetting because.
But there's precedent for this.
I know.
Why are you acting brand new? To quote Manila Luzon, you already did this, girl.
That's true. But I thought Marina was going to win. And to quote Alaska, I was wrong. I just don't get why we can't have a satisfying winner on UK versus the World. Why can't we just be like, she's so good. Then why make the final lip syncing? Why make the final lip syncing? Make it a comedy challenge then. If you need Tia to win, make it a fucking hoo-hoo-ha-ha character challenge.
Oh, that's too much.
Okay.
Not too much.
Boo-hoo-hoo. Let Coco Montrese be the director of comedy ceremonies. Let her say something hilarious.
But you don't think that was all planned? They agree with you. The fact that the last challenge before the final was a roast was also incredibly calculated, right? They were banking on La Grande Dame and Marina to do bad. This was a setup for Hanaconda and Tia Coffey to be immune, absolutely immune to getting eliminated, because the track record showed that if Hanaconda was even considered to be in the bottom, she was going home. Right?
Yeah.
And they were banking.
And they tempted her. They wanted her to cut Marina.
Absolutely. See, now you're getting it. Now you're putting two and two together, bitch.
I get it, but I'm like,
okay,
why
you're starting
make
to get
me
it, bitch.
So
okay.
Mad.
But listen.
But why?
Because that's the show. The show wasn't going to give a cash prize. Listen, if it was, again, like the BBC for free, I think Marina could have won this season. I really do.
They just, honestly, I'm like, legality-wise, do they just not want to figure out how to send her money? They're like, how do we send this money tax-wise?
You know what it is? I think it's the producers of Drag Race going to the BBC and being like, hey, can we get money this season? And the BBC being like, the only way we're going to give you money is if you guarantee a UK winner, because it makes us look good. And then we will return the favor in that way. And they were like, okay, let's find a way to crown a British winner. And I hate to be a cynic, and maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there is a narrative where Tia Coffey rightfully deserved to win. And some people will argue with us and say that we are stupid, ugly, and fat. And say that we are wrong.
It's just my
opinion. Exactly.
I think you're ugly. I think you're stupid. I think you're fat. It's just my opinion. This is crazy. It's fine. Again, I don't want to discredit someone as talented as Tia, but as a viewer of the television
show,
if you compare, how am I meant to
feel? If you compare Blue Hydrangea and Tia Coffey, oh my God, this is an upgrade.
Oh my God, this is
an upgrade. Even when Blue showed up, I was like,
"A new operating system."
Oh,
this
yeah.
is like
ooh,
going from a Zune to an iPhone 15 for
Oops.
Sure. But again, they edited her out, as you can tell here. Like that. Okay, the key moment in during the Hannah versus Marina lip sync, where the music swells, Marina is doing her backflip, as the Drag Race detectives have gone online to say that Marina was doing her signature back bend. Mm-hmm. See, why have they cut to Graham Norton for 15 seconds? During the climax of the song, because they wanted to cut out Marina doing whatever she was doing.
Absolutely.
Because look at this. Why did they cut away? This is crazy. Oscar,
It's not crazy. It's TV. It's TV, sister. Okay?
Sister. I just want to say
that please give it up for the Maxi Shield precedent of grabbing a microphone, because that prop really helped Hanaconda.
I thought it was
secure that
again,
victory.
It was a crutch, if you ask me. It's a crutch. Why do some people get also? Okay, this is more conspiracy. Who the fuck? What producer said? Oh, it's okay for Utia to have two sugar glass bottles. Sugar glass bottles are like that's like a big. Not safe prop to have. Like I loved the use of them, but I was gagged. It was like I'm saying.
Aren't they made out of sugar? They're harmless,
ish. But I guess what I'm saying is they wanted her to.
Oh, 100%.
Win the.
I wouldn't be surprised if the producers came up to Tia like before anybody else and said, "Here are all the lip syncs. Before we start shooting, memorize all of these songs." In case you ever have to lip sync, you already know. You already know, you know, to quote Big Frida.
Truly.
Like, so, you know, it is what it is. Also, here's the other thing, too. Not to rain on your parade here, but I am the voice of the producer now, trying to defend my choice of giving the title to Tia Coffey. In the Marina versus Hanaconda lip sync, RuPaul was way more entertained, and you could see it with Hanaconda and Tia Coffey, because Hannah was doing something that RuPaul hasn't seen before, where Marina slays always, and RuPaul's sort of used to that already. The problem with the show is that it doesn't matter how good your lip syncs are, but if you keep lip syncing, people are going to get tired of your lip syncs.
And
the curve is that if you're not as good in lip syncing, but if it's your first time and if you like break down the lip sync that makes it work for you, I think you have a better chance of winning against a lip sync assassin.
Yeah.
That's why there hasn't ever been, I don't think in the history of the Drag Race franchises, a lip sync assassin that has won the season aside from Sasha Colby.
Sasha Colby. Yeah, I guess you're right. Like a full-on assassin, no. They like people who've like been in the bottom once, like a Jada Essence Hall who's been in the bottom once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's it, right? But if Cameron Michaels, like that would be insane. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Someone who's like lip-synced her way to the finale and then giving her the crown, that has not really happened very often. It's not a story. It is never a story.
You could argue Alaska was like, she won every challenge in All Stars and then also won the finale. But
you know what? The connotation of a lip sync assassin is that they're in the bottom always and they lip sync all the time, right?
Right. But I'm saying
and
these are
I would
tops.
Say Alaska, I would never consider her a lip sync assassin. She's a lip sync jester, if anything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves to make fun of the lip sync art form,
exactly.
And she does it well.
And she does it well. And that is why we will never have a lip sync assassin
Oscar,
winner.
Hug
it's
me.
Just not the narrative.
Hug me. Will you hug me?
Ugh, fine.
Sister. We are sister.
Who is the rightful winner? Marina? Is there a case for anyone else in the top four winning? La Grande Dame, what did you think?
I love La Grande Dame.
I also
think she probably won this lip sync.
Thank you. I think La Grande Dame won
that lip sync. We're talking about the first round of Tia v. La Grande Dame. Yeah, of course she did.
She 100% won that lip sync.
Why do the lip sync finale if every single one is going to be crazily called? Why do it?
Yeah.
Why do it?
And also,
don't
it's
do
like,
it.
Yeah,
do a
we
ball
all have
then.
Eyes. Yeah,
we
do
all
a
have
ball.
Eyes.
But
do
see,
a ball.
That's hard too because Tia's looks are a little oop.
A little oop.
A little eh.
And that's what's so interesting to me is like there was so much story in this season of like Tia shitting on her own lip syncs. Yeah, they wanted to prove the whole story wrong. Tia's making fun of herself as a lip syncer. So is Hannah. Hannah's like, oh, fuck, I'm fucked. I'm going to get murdered by Marina. And the producers said, well, no, we're in charge, not you.
Yeah. It's the Jinx Monsoon template that we all have come to know and love, right?
Yes.
But this is applied to the UK versus the world where we see a queen that deserves to win, not get a crown yet again.
Yeah.
And, you know, the problem is that this, like, Marina and La Grande Dame are likable characters. No one was really, like, hateful.
I love this top four.
I love this top four.
It's an iconic top four.
Me too.
It just got crazy at the end.
But, I mean, very much like the brand. They ain't changing their brand, this
also,
UK versus the world.
How about this little crazy tea? I mean, the Drag Race sleuths. Basically, there was an error in captioning. Did you see this?
No.
Some people who are watching the show with captions, the captioning at the end showed that there was captioning for a double tie, a win between Hannah and Tia.
No way.
I swear to God, this is real.
Shut up. Are you serious?
Oscar, this is real. Nobody ever likes a tie on Drag Race.
Y'all are nuts.
They filmed it for whatever reason.
Oh my God, really?
Yes, they filmed it. I mean, again, the show continued to be crazy.
Let me ask you this.
Quickly.
What if Hannah Conda won UK versus the world?
Well, I also thought she might have been better in the final lip sync.
Oh, not too much now. Ooh, don't make that face.
Oscar Montoya, my darling dear, I can't stand it when you're near. I just think it's crazy, and I don't want to discredit anyone. All these queens are amazing. These looks are amazing. Arancha Castilla-La Mancha is a fantastic Miss Congeniality.
Oh, my God. Love her.
She is
congratulations
adorable.
On the Congeniality win. Oh, my God. Well-deserved.
Tia Coffey is an iconic winner, and I would love to see her in an all-winner season. She is, truly, to me, one of the funniest queens that's ever been on this
show.
She's
just so relatable is the thing. Like, she is super, super relatable.
Yes.
And like an intimidating presence when she's in drag, whether she wants to or not. She is tall, skinny, and beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And also silly as hell. Like, she has a good package, a good story.
Her glow-up story is fantastic. I mean,
yeah.
It's the Shangela story. Oh,
girl, what? You dare speak her name now?
We just can't say it. If we say it two more times, we get molested.
Oh, my God. This podcast has gone off the rails, honey.
This has gotten really bad. Let's do anything else we want to say about UK versus the world before we go talk about season 16?
No, I'm just so disappointed that Marina didn't win. It's just like, this is your opportunity to crown a queen from a lesser known franchise.
Go ahead. I'm just angry.
No.
Keep
it's
going.
Your podcast. Go ahead. Interrupt me.
Okay, great.
Go ahead.
Do they hate Asian queens on UK versus the world? What's happening?
Yes. Is this even a question? They hate Asian queens. Yes, absolutely.
Okay, yes. You can finish now.
It's just so sad. It's like, this is your opportunity to crown or, you know, give love to a franchise that not a lot of people might have been exposed to.
Yeah.
And someone who deserves to win. And it's just a shame that...
This is her second time doing this, too, because we all watched the finale of Philippines 1 and thought, wait, Marina didn't win.
I will say I was team Precious Paul Nicole.
I liked her.
Marina is a drag star. She's a drag star.
She's one of the best drag queens on this earth, and it's just a little dirty the way she was done in this.
I know.
It's dirty.
And it's also like the question remains, do you want to see more Marina? The answer is yes, but like, do I want her to go through this competition again to be done dirty one more time?
No. I can't see her heart broken again like this. I can't do it. I can't do it. Her package was perfect. Her package was a love letter to the Philippines. They didn't give a fucking shit.
No.
It's just upsetting. They said,
wait, whoa, we never colonized that country. No. We can't give love to that. We don't know her, to quote Mariah Carey.
We don't know her. Maybe when you go compete on Spain versus the world, maybe they'll love it.
There we go.
Oh, God. Okay. I love Tia Coffee with all my heart. And I will get over this. So, like, I will say this to all the people who will be mad at me for shitting on Tia's, winning moment.
We're not saying that.
I'm not. I have feelings about watching someone as special as Marina get pulled into the sewer grate by Pennywise, a.k.a. RuPaul. RuPaul said, oh, y'all want a Pangina this season? I'll do it.
Yes.
I'll do it.
Literally, actually. She was a blue hydrangea of the season this whole time.
And then blue hydrangea came on stage. Okay. So
I will say the gag where Blue was like,
that was funny.
Money?
That was funny. Anyway, it seemed like, wait, was she doing a bit or was she serious? She was like, I thought y'all were joking.
No, girl, what bit? She can't do bits for anything, okay? That was real.
Okay, we have to go talk about season 16. Okay, silence, Oscar.
What? I didn't say anything.
Oh, okay. Sorry,
silence,
sister.
Mono. I feel like taking a break.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me decrap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Hi, listeners. Here to tell you about a very important organization called Al Otro Lado, which helps to reunify families which have been ripped apart due to our country's cruel border policies. As you know, since 2018, many people have been suffering through these policies, which have taken children away from their parents. And Al Otro Lado is working to reunify families. They've already reunified over 100 refugee families, and they create legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the United States and Tijuana. We want you to get involved today. Help me support Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode below, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in-person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. That's alotrolado.org/volunteer. My break. Oh, my darling dear. Okay, let's talk about season 16.
We feeling good? Did we exercise some demons, huh? Did we go to anger management class?
Because guess what? We get to talk about another highly overproduced episode of Drag Race.
Okay, wow. So this is just going to be the angry episode today.
I'm so sorry. I do have hate in my heart. Tell me what you're liking about season 16 before we take a shit on this episode.
Okay. I like the cast. This is a very fun cast of queens. Mm-hmm. Really likable people. And then we have Plain Jane, who is like a fun queen to hate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Who is so brand specific that we're like, okay, we love how fucking evil she is. I like the queens. I the turnout of the season will be fine. It won't be who I want to win. And I will say,
you want Saphira to win.
What?
You want Saphira to win?
I don't want Saphira to win. No.
Okay. Say more.
I will say that what I liked about this season is that there were queens that surprised me. When I saw the Meet the Queens versus the episodes, I said, oh, I didn't expect to like her, and I love her. I'm talking about Morphine, of course.
Same. I counted her out pretty early.
Yes. And she's like one of my favorite queens.
She's fantastic.
Like, Morphine is so fun. I want to hang out with her.
She is genuine Drag Race. Like, she literally reminds me of an early season girl because
absolutely
she's actually who she is. She's actually a cunt. She's like, it's all real. It's all real.
And listen, she has the best confessionals ever. Like, Plasma was the confessional queen, but I think the real confessional is Morphine. Oh, wow.
Who? Sorry.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Just like RuPaul at a recent meet and greet, I did not recognize her. Did you hear that story?
No. What happened?
Plasma came to RuPaul's book signing. And RuPaul said, nice to meet you. I'm dead serious.
You're lying. Is this
caught
on film?
I'm dead serious. I think I just saw Plasma or someone talking about it online. And I was like, wow. Work.
To be fair.
To be
Plasma
fair.
Plasma is a template we've seen.
How is that fair? How is that to be fair? I thought you were going to say, to be fair, RuPaul meets a lot of people. Nope.
I would probably be like, we've never met to Plasma. You know, well, we haven't ever met. But, you know, she looks like a lot of people, especially if you're in New York City.
Yeah.
And, you know, you do Broadway, you know.
That part.
She just looks like a lot of people.
That part. So we're on the heels of this another crazy challenge where they were doing chains and they were doing the bathroom quote unquote comedy challenge.
I feel crazy.
You know what it is?
It's because
crazy.
We're improvisers. Listen, we're improvisers. What we do, that's in our lifeblood, baby.
True.
We have yes and written in our DNA.
You can see us improvise at Bad Drag Race on April 20th.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, go ahead. Plug it.
Bad Drag Race 420 at the Dynasty Typewriter. Come watch us act a fool.
What time, girl? You have to say the time.
10:30 p.m. There's a link right in the pod description. Honestly, don't miss it. It's the best show.
Really fun.
It's the best time.
It's really fun. If you live in LA or are in the LA area, please come to Bad Drag Race.
We're planning something really special for 420. Ooh.
Yes.
It's going to be good.
Yes.
You were saying we're improvisers.
What I was saying is that
fair.
We're improviser, and in the challenge, we see the winning duo win the challenge by Saphira literally negating any moves Plain Jane
Oscar.
Made.
Oscar, she kept
we were
saying
like,
no.
What?
She kept saying like, no. I've never done that.
No, I didn't ever do that. No.
Especially like scat. It's like, I don't do scat. It's like, no, yes, you do scat. You're in
a bathroom challenge.
Why
not?
Just
so counterintuitive to what we know what good improv is. And they ended up winning. It's just, it made me laugh. I said, okay, go ahead. Sure.
And then Dawn got red beneath the mantle, beneath the core, beneath the galaxy, when they said, hi, Morphine and Dawn, your lip sync song is Body by Megan Thee Stallion.
And, you know, Dawn knew it too. There's been, like, Dawn said, like, as soon as I got the song, I said, I'm going to die. And die she did. I mean, that was a massacre.
That was like pulling a skeleton out of a coffin to punch it in the head. It was like, she's dead, girl. She's dead. Like, leave it alone. So let's talk about the makeover challenges happening this week. And we've got the hot, sexy dancer boys from Drag Race Live as the makeover contestants. What'd you think, babe? Were you horny? Did you get wet?
No.
Did you get a chub chub?
No, no. These people are not my type. You know this.
I knew. I was like, I want to have this conversation because, like, I'm so basic that I was like, yes, I want
to
fuck them.
Yeah, you were foaming at the mouth, ready to go.
I knew Oscar wouldn't like this.
No, I mean, I like the fact that they're taking dancers to get made over. Because these are like built like bricks. You know what I mean? These are
really
rectangle
fun
men,
challenge. It's a fun know? Challenge.
But in terms of like me gagging over any of them, no. Where's
Not
their
one.
Belly? Where's their tattoos? Ooh. Where are their glasses?
Look, I want to fuck that man too. I just also want to fuck these men.
That's because you're a whore.
Notably. Yeah, I am disgusting. But we got the men. I think this is a fun challenge. I like the makeover challenge. It's like, I love the content of the makeover challenge. And then at the end, it's like, ha ha ha, here comes the circus, because everything, the judging, we all know the judging is particularly crazy on every makeover episode ever. Mm-hmm. But let's talk a little bit about the content.
Speaking
of
which,
episode.
You said circus, and I just want to say that I saw Jimbo.
You saw the Jimbo circus show?
I did, at the Wiltern.
Wow.
And it was a really fun show. Jimbo
is so...
Wow,
I wish you invited me.
Truly funny. I was never going to invite you. We're not friends. And oh, it was a really
not too much.
Cute...
Not too much.
It was a cute time. So if
I'm literally mad you didn't invite me.
Stay tuned for somebody got me tickets, bitch.
Okay.
Otherwise I'd be like, might have come, but I
That's true. Know, that's true.
I
that's
get
true.
You know, I'm famous enough where people buy me things.
Yeah, I certainly didn't think you went on the website to buy your own ticket.
I don't know how that works. But it was really fun.
It was a good show.
It was really fun. The staging of it is so iconic. And for someone who does drag as like a clown, I was very sort of inspired by the aesthetic.
I love that.
So it was cool. Shout out to Jimbo and her show. It's so fun. It's a great time.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
Mm-hmm. You should
That's
be.
Really fun. I feel jealous. I literally had it in my calendar too, but I just didn't follow through. Fuck. Okay. So, yes, I love the goofiness of the challenge. What's happening in the meantime? Obviously, Morphine wanted Miguel. She got Miguel. One of them is straight.
The doors that Maddie Morphosis has opened.
Thank you, Maddie Morphosis. thank you, Maddie. Who, by the way, Meatball says Maddie Morphosis is a good-ass time. And I believe her.
Maddie? Maddie's very funny.
She's very, very funny.
Very funny.
And her verse against Bob the Drag Queen was
good.
Oh,
my God. She ate that. She really did.
She's talented.
No, I mean, you can't hate on... You truly cannot hate on Maddie. Like, Maddie is... Iconic.
Maddie's
I love
great.
Maddie. I would love to see Maddie.
I like
on an
Maddie
All-Star
a lot
season.
More than a lot than some of her season 14 sisters.
Oh, name names. Go ahead. Just give me one, honey.
I can't. Don't do
Just
this.
Just one.
Don't do this.
Come on.
Famous season 14 queen, Elliot with two T's.
Stupid. You are so dumb. You're so stupid. She guessed it on your podcast.
Anyways.
Wait, did you ever release that? You couldn't, right?
Well, actually, the full tea, there's a lot of tea around that, but the full tea is that she wasn't allowed to record the podcast episode. That's why we had to take it down.
She said, I don't care. I will do this podcast.
We were like, aren't you not allowed to do a podcast yet? And she was like, no, I'm allowed. And then we recorded it and released it. And then Drag Race was like, she's not allowed. And we were like, oh, got it. So
no way. Oh, my gosh. Well, there you go.
There you go. So let's talk about this was. OK, wow. Can we talk about how hard RuPaul laughed at Lazy Susan?
It was funny.
Was it
oh, you
that
said you didn't
funny?
Think so. You didn't think
I,
so.
Here's why. Here's how I was like, if her name is Lazy Susan, the bitch better be lazy on stage. Oh. I was like, why is your name Lazy Susan if you're then just a clone of Plain Jane? I was like, oh my God, she's going to be a character, sleepy drag queen named Lazy Susan.
Here's why it's funny. Here's why RuPaul lost her mind. Because right before all the other ones, RuPaul literally named all of the other daughters.
Yeah.
She heard them and she was like, no, do this. And they were like, okay, for everyone. And she was about to do it with Plain Jane. Mm-hmm. And when she heard Lazy Susan, I think RuPaul was so gagged that she lost her mind.
She lost her mind. It was one of those suspicious Ru laughs. And it was one of the laughs where I went, oh, Plain Jane is gonna win.
Is going to win. Yeah. After that moment, we all knew the writing was on the wall.
It's on the wall. Cause well, let's talk about this, right? It's clearly Safira or Jane at this point. They both have four wins. That's never been done before. They clearly want them to be neck and neck. Mm-hmm. Who is better on All Stars?
Plain.
Yeah, right?
Plain. Safira is a good queen, but for All Stars, no, she's done her thing. She's sold her brand.
I think we've seen all her tricks. Yeah.
We've seen her tricks. Like, she has the presence of a winner. Crown it. Crown her.
Crown it.
The end. Plain Jane, I don't think should win. She's not quite there yet and is just a good TV personality that would be stupid for her to get the crown and not feature her in an All-Star season.
Unless they do all winners, because you know what would be fun? I want to see all winners with Bianca and Plain Jane. I want to see Plain Jane try it and Bianca level her.
Oh,
with,
damn.
With reads that are actually funny.
Listen, Plain Jane would never, just like she would never with Safira, and she has never come for Safira because she knows that Safira would bite her head off.
Okay.
She's always picking. She's a classic bully. She picks on people she knows will be affected by it and will be hurt about it.
Did I lie? Do we talk about the dress gate of Safira? Has one of the most gorgeous dresses I've ever seen in my life.
I was having a hard time picturing it, to be honest, because she was walking around and she didn't tie it very well. So I was like, what is this? It just feels bulky.
I thought it was pretty gorgeous. You think it just looks like it was like it was dragging her down?
It was. It just looked like, what the fuck is this? Like, what is this going to look like? It looks good on the mannequin, but when she was putting it on in the rehearsal, I was like, no, this looks bad. This doesn't look good at all.
Why couldn't she have worn it and then done a tearaway? I guess, the tea is we're going to see it in her finale or some. It's either at the finale or
in the reunion or something like that.
It's something. It's a story. Yeah. I think it's her finale dress of like, I knew it wasn't right then and now it's the right time. And look at me. Yeah. I'm so adaptable. And Rue creams for adaptable.
Oh.
What?
Oh.
What?
Also, like, she is the queen of excess. How many suitcases does she bring with her?
I don't know.
It's too much. It's simply too much.
It's like, simply.
How? You compare Safira's with, like, you know, morphines, and it's like, okay.
Yeah.
They brought the same amount of outfits. That's wild.
It's really dumb. Wait, let's talk about the dancing challenge of this. It's like, oh, it's a dancing challenge. And
I mean, dancing with heavy quotations.
With heavy quotations, I'll agree.
Because that was not dancing. There was no choreography. It was like,
Q did the vampire arms for 16 counts.
Mama, she did the Thriller dance.
Yeah.
This is not, she's not breaking the mold here.
But the Thriller dance involves moving your legs.
Oh.
And I didn't see any of that. I saw moving, walking.
Yeah.
Nymphia has solidified her non-winner status in this episode, which breaks my heart. Can we talk about why she doesn't, she's given up on herself so much?
I'll say this. Nymphia is so frustrating to me.
Frustrating.
Because Nymphia was my winner from day zero.
Yes.
She said,
the show's winner too.
Clearly she's going to win.
The show wanted her to win.
The show desperately, so I think the show still wants her to win. I think the show is still being like, come on, break out of the yellow, break out of the banana. And Nymphia is so stubborn that she will not do that. And all the producers are asking her to do is have a moment where she says, Nymphia Wind can still be Nymphia Wind without the yellow and banana aesthetic.
Yeah.
Which and she's shown us. She's shown us before. But she always goes back to that yellow aesthetic as sort of like a safety blanket. And all the producers want is for her to be like, you know what? I won't do it.
And just like Plain Jane is producing her own story. God bless. I mean, she's smart. She's smart.
She's very smart.
The crying of last week. I'm not saying it was not genuine.
No, that's what you're saying.
She's perfectly.
Don't lie now. You're going to start lying now? No. Go ahead. Mama, speak the truth.
Okay, the crying was fake. And she's giving us story, and the producers are begging her to give story by like having this non-yellow moment. It was right here on a platter for her. She had a matching outfit. She could have given her daughter yellow, and instead she said, no, I like yellow too much.
But you know what is so frustrating is that the judges never said it. Why is it that I'm still to this day, butt sore about Max's disrespect on season 7.
Wow,
and
still.
Still to this day, I think it is wrong. I think it's fucked up. I think it was truly a villainous, hateful move that the producers made for Max. Because Max is so talented and was doing the Drag Race show well and had a really clear aesthetic. And still the producers were like, nah, change it. And then they got rid of her as soon as she was done, which I'm like, justice for Max still.
Yeah.
Why is it that they don't do the same for Nymphia? Where they're not, I'm not saying get rid of her, but even bring out the fact, Nymphia, if you bring us yellow again, we will get rid of you. You will be in the bottom two. They didn't say that until the guest said it in this episode.
Yeah.
Come on. That's frustrating to me. That is what's frustrating to me.
It's all the other thing that I think the girls were probably plucked and frustrated by was TRT Dawn stealing the spotlight with her story on coming
out.
Wait, what? I'm sorry. Plain Jane's makeover girl. I'm calling her TRT Dawn.
What's TRT?
Testosterone replacement therapy. It was actually kind of a funny joke until you asked what TRT was.
I don't know what that is. What is that?
You don't know what that is? That's like what people do to affirm their gender. They have testosterone replacement therapy.
So you're calling...
I'm calling this person TRT Dawn. This is where you laugh.
There's nothing funny about gender reassignment therapy. And honestly, I'm disappointed. Okay. How dare you?
Okay, I'm going to go get read down and put in my place by Oscar. While we... Silence! We need to take a break.
Yeah, I need a timeout. The hashtag cancel mono is still alive and well, everyone. You knew it was going to happen.
Whatever. We know who you're rooting for in Eurovision. We all know who you're rooting for.
Shut your fucking mouth, bitch. How dare you?
Your favorite country.
It's yours, bitch. It's Greece. That's who I'm rooting for. So don't you dare.
My break. We are really sick together.
You're so rotted.
We're bad together.
We're so bad. You're bad. Period.
Period.
I just get caught up in the stink with you when I'm with you.
I'm a bad influence on you. So should we chirp and burp these runways from our makeover gals?
What did you think of RuPaul's look before?
I love it. I mean, it's classic RuPaul. It's cute. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. I like the colors together. What'd you think?
It's very fun. But you know who stole the show for me? Michelle Visage. Her look to me was stunning.
Really
one of the best she's ever had.
She looks fantastic. She's a host now. So she's a drag queen now.
Oh, yeah.
She has to dress like a drag queen because she's coming for RuPaul's gigs based on the UK versus the World reunion and Down Under.
Do you think she's got it?
It? You mean the clap? I think she has it.
You're so stupid. Oh, I hate
you. I would rather watch Drag Race hosted by a drag queen. That's my opinion.
Oh, wow. Okay.
What do you think?
No, I don't care. I don't care. Okay. Come on. There's been drag queens who've hosted Drag Race that are horrible.
Oh, like who? Names. Say one.
Y'all know. I don't have to. We all know.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. Say yes, a name. Do. Say a name.
Yes, you do. RuPaul.
Say a name.
That's a name. No, I'm kidding. Like, I don't know. Fred from Holland, I don't think is
you don't buy.
Good. Priscilla yeah. from Italy is a miss for me.
Yeah, you you're know. Right. You're right. You're right.
Yeah, just because you're a drag queen does not a host make. Period. And I just want a host that features the queens, that makes them shine, that is encouraging and nice. I'll say this. This might not be a popular opinion. It's come to my attention recently, but I think one of the best hosts of Drag Race is from Drag Race España.
Oh, I think everyone loves.
No, there's some people who are like, I can't stand her. I'm like, okay, you're okay, weird. You're wrong.
I know. That's. I think she's a great one. She has so much heart. She's funny. She's goofy.
She's just, I think, the perfect host. I think she is the perfect host. I also think Brooklyn Heights is the
I
perfect
think Brooklyn
host.
Brooklyn is delightful, especially, you know, now she's like really comfortable with it. She's
exactly.
delightful.
Exactly. I think she's come to her. Yeah, I don't think.
I do think RuPaul's the best. I do think RuPaul's the best. Wow.
Yeah, she's had the most experience. I don't think she's the best.
Okay. Fair.
She comes in second place for me, but.
I think she's the best. I mean, she knows how to poke. She knows how to love. She knows how to do it all. She's Andy Cohen. She has that special mixture.
Wait, did you just compare Andy Cohen to RuPaul?
They're besties. They're BFFs. You know that they're taking host notes from one another. They're like in cahoots.
So you like Andy Cohen?
I think Andy Cohen's good. Yeah, I think Andy Cohen's talented. You don't like Andy Cohen?
You know who I'd love to see judge Drag Race?
Who?
Tyra Banks.
That would be so funny. That would be so funny. She would be like...
Come on, wouldn't that be fun? Wouldn't that be fun to see?
It would be funny at the end if... Because like usually it's so clear who goes home. It would be so funny if she was like, the queen going home this week. The queen who will survive this is...
Oh my God.
Maya Iman LePage. You'll survive it because you're going home and you'll survive this.
Exactly.
What?
Come on. We need that unhinged energy on Drag Race. And also, listen, I know that RuPaul and Tyra had a beef years and years and years ago. Can we have Tyra Banks as a guest judge, please? Can you just like work that shit out?
I agree.
I don't think you hate each other anymore.
Why
but
they,
like,
what
let's
did they
have
do
Tyra.
To each other?
I think I'm not totally sure, but allegedly RuPaul wanted to be a guest on Top Model and Tyra was like, sure, and never had her on the show. And Tyra and then RuPaul hated her for that, I guess. So I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know what the official story is, but that's a rumor going around. But it's like, come on, you got to have Tyra Banks.
Yeah.
She's a drag queen.
I agree. Let's bury the hatch. So, okay, let's turn burp. Category is...
The Richard Hatch?
Drag House of Villains Season 2.
That's right.
Can't wait. So, drag family resemblance is the category. Mm-hmm. Drag family resemblance. Q and Luna coming out giving Beetlejuice, giving Ookie Spooky Kooky. What do you think?
Circus. I love this. This is an Ozma look. You know this.
This is an Ozma look. I actually think it's pretty. I just think it's kind of a cop-out for drag family resemblance.
What you mean?
I think the clown is like, first of all, we've never seen her do this before.
No.
So how is this family resemblance if it's not something that's a part of the Q signature?
Fair. What were you expecting to see?
I think this was a easy way out. Everyone know, doing a clowny eggshell face is an easier way to produce a similar look.
What the hell?
This
Did you
is
just drag my drag?
No, I'm saying to do a matchy-matchy. She was like, if I'm going to do two mugs that match each other, I'm going to go this route because it will be easier.
Okay.
As opposed to...
But what
to,
I'm asking you is what would the Q aesthetic family resemblance look to you would have been?
I would like to actually see her... The mug we've seen on her for the past 14 weeks, I would like to see that on her sister, which was... I guess it's more of just a real... It's a more feminine high drag whore beat. And this is something I've never seen her do. So why is this family resemblance if I've never seen
Q
do this?
Here's in defense of Q.
Okay.
I will say that Q is a conceptual queen, with a Q, of course. And I think her concept for this look, you're mad because you haven't said it before like I have. I think the look works for Q. I think it's Q brand because her brand is concept. Mm-hmm. My only note for this look, because I do get, I love this look, is the fact that she has mom written on her forehead in a really clever way, but her daughter has also mom written on the forehead, and I wish it was a different word.
Yeah.
Do you know what I
mean?
Weird. Like, put daughter or put like baby or something. So the concept is complete, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's very interesting. I didn't notice the mom of it all. I really like the look. I'll chirp it. I just don't know if this was like the...
You were disappointed.
I just feel like the pass she got was just... I don't know. The passes they give her, it's like fucking Paris Hilton at a resort. They're just handing out passes. Does that joke
work?
What
the hell? No, I don't think it does.
No, it's not great. Next is Morphine and Latina. I think the name Latina is so fucking funny.
It's so good.
It's so good. She should have been safe just for Latina. Okay, the mug was the most family resemblance.
Come on.
And again, she got no points. It was the exact same mug, and she got no points for doing the exact same mug.
Yep. But tell me why. Tell me why Latina looked like Mirage, like a bigger version of Mirage.
She did look like Mirage on TRT therapy.
You got to say that joke one more time for it to work.
So, yeah, she did look a bit like Mirage somehow.
It's the wig.
I also don't mind the beefy shoulders. I feel like it's very binary and yucky for them to be like, oh, you need to hide her shoulders with a boa. I was like, you want her to put a cheap boa on her shoulders, yeah, and then you'll like the look.
She would have been red for filth.
Absolutely.
If she got a boa.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. It's like, is the look cutting edge, brand new?
No.
No, it's not. Is it Latinx representation, the house down? Absolutely.
Yes.
It's giving mother of the quinceañera. It is very good. I think it's true to Mirage's aesthetic.
Yeah.
Is
it's
it
good.
The showiest? I think they were expecting big showy looks. Yeah. And that's not Morphine's look. That's not her aesthetic.
That's never been her aesthetic.
Yeah.
They just wanted her gone for
some
reason.
Yeah, they did. I mean, baby.
Because they easily could have made her safe or the winner. Because they easily could have been like, your outfits aren't crazy, but the face is clean, the performance was clean.
I mean,
by the metric
of family resemblance, they win.
Yes.
They have the most family resemblance.
Yes, which is why none of this ever mattered. None of
this
matters.
Exactly. None of nothing matters, you know?
No, Madonna. Nymphia and Juanita Wind.
I like that name.
Yeah, it was fun. And they look very pretty. We got yellow, purple, flamingo moments, if you will.
It's very polished.
It is.
I also love Nymphia's wig. The movement of that wig is so iconic.
It's good.
Do you agree with the fact that she should have given her dress to her sister?
Yeah. I mean, it would have been, I really do. Because then that honestly would have been cute. It would have been cute to be like, oh yeah, that is someone, bringing someone into her family is...
Yeah.
You wear the yellow. It would have been such a good story moment. But instead,
and I'll tell you this.
Yeah.
I think if she switched colors, I think Nymphia would have won.
Yeah, I do too. And
that's
simple.
Switch your looks and then you would win.
It's so easy. I can't believe. Did any of her sisters?
No.
Did any
not.
Of the sisters tell her that? No. They were like, we don't want you to win.
No. Of course not. This is a chirp, literally.
It's a chirp. It's really pretty.
It's very, very pretty.
The feathers, the all of it. Okay, Safira and Shakira. this was the worst one. This was the worst. And it was, you see why they're in the bottom.
Why did their gloves look like they were dipped in Cheetos? I know that it looked nicer, but with the lights hitting the gloves, it just looked like it was... They got into Coco Montrese's makeup bag.
Yeah, the gloves. Yeah, it was give those good cheesy chips, girl.
Mm-hmm. Also, the blue, the underskirt, it just was such a clash
for
me.
It was bad. It was clearly like it, It was an afterthought.
We know the storyline here. It just didn't work. I will say I'm very impressed that Plain Jane was a sister to Saphira and gave that dress to her daughter.
Yep, it's a burp, but we love Saphira so much. It was a good story for her. She has four wins.
You know, it was time for a winner to win. She would have had to been in the bottom one time, and this was it.
They got their thing in.
They got their storyline in. Okay, check.
Angie, check. Money, check. Next, we have Plain Jane and Lazy Susan giving Bumblebee bodysuits.
I hate to say it.
What are you going to say?
This was such a gag.
I thought it was fine.
Yes, the aesthetic is fine. But true to Plain Jane's brand, slutty and simple.
But why does she get to win when she never tried anything? She's been wearing slut bathing suits the whole season.
Wait. Why are you suddenly giving me a different metric than Q?
You didn't like Q's metric
because it wasn't on her brand, and now you're saying that she should try something different?
No. I was talking about the face makeup.
Okay.
I'm talking about her silhouette. This is the same silhouette she's given all season. The two outfits are literally the same. And they always get punished for wearing the same thing. Absolutely.
That's where I was like, oh, I smell a stunt.
Not even because the black and yellow inverse. Right. They're literally the same.
Right, because if we look at the RuPaul's Drag Race rulebook, we know in seasons past that if you look identical, that's a no-no.
That's a no-no, but not today for some reason.
I will say her Lazy Susan ate the shit out of that stage in a way that I was like, oh!
Yeah, she's good.
I was gagged. She gagged me. She really did.
She came for the storyline, you know?
She really did.
And you know what? It must be so hard for them being muscular white men coming out. Oh, that sounds terrible. Just men with lean, muscular builds who have to be gay. Oh, I cried. I know I cried, sister. Did you cry?
Wait, you're the one who was lusting after them at the beginning.
I am complicated.
Consistent, bitch.
I am complicated.
You gotta be consistent.
I'm complicated, okay? I hate them and I want to fuck them, okay?
You're insane.
I agree. Oh, they're so brave. Brave, beautiful, thin, white, muscular gay men. I'm so proud of them. I'm so proud.
You're so stupid.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to burp it. This is fucking stupid.
Wow. I will chirp it.
Okay. So we have a little dance off. As my dancing sister.
There was no dancing there. There really wasn't. The one who did the most was Lazy Susan.
Uh-huh.
Who really went against type because she was serving. There's no lazy about that Susan at all.
Woo! Yeah, no, she served. She was good.
Yeah.
I do enjoy how quickly they got the dancing thing over with. I genuinely was like, okay,
it's such
great.
A stupid thing. Why do they make them do this? It's so dumb. I guess maybe because of the dancers, but like,
right.
This was such a nothing thing at all. Was this even in consideration for the overall score? No, because it didn't matter.
No, it didn't matter because it's like, well, then because at first I was like, oh, they really want Q gone. But apparently not. I was wrong. Mm-hmm. They didn't want Q gone. Do you think Q will go home before the finale? What is the finale?
No, I think it's all four. I think it's another bullshit episode where they're like, psych, you're all going. That's my guess.
Yipes. I know the finale isn't live this year, but that's a story for another day.
It isn't live. Interesting.
It is not live. So I don't know what the fuck's going to happen.
Oh, stunts.
Stuntalinties. I only know because I begged someone to invite me to it. And then they said, there's no live finale this year. I was like,
yeah, that's what I said to you. I said, there's no live finale this year.
And I said, give me a Jimbo ticket. And then you said, no.
I was like, don't you host a Drag Race podcast? How did you not get tickets for this?
So we have Morphine and Saphira in the bottom. Doing a Kelsey Ballerini song, who's a cutie.
I liked her a lot. At first I was like, who the fuck are you?
And she's then a cutie.
I was like, oh yeah, she was the one. Yeah, I thought she was great, and I thought she was a great guest on the show.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. It's, and she we felt need, so we need like more country girls like her. For
I
sure.
I know. And she seemed so happy to be there and so appreciative of the opportunity.
Absolutely. Like,
she was, I props. Props to you, mama.
Props to you, sister. What do you think of this lips? First of all, was the bottom two correct? Morphine and Safira.
In the way that it was edited to be, I guess so.
Hmm.
I would have loved to see Q versus Morphine. Or yeah. Q versus Safira, or Q in the bottom at all.
Ever. They'll nice. Never put her in the bottom.
She was in the bottom once, and then somehow won the lip sync.
Oh, yeah, she beat Amanda.
Mm-hmm.
And then after the editors were, the smoke was coming off the computer that the editor, the editor was using. putting...
That keyboard was just a nub at that point.
And the editor was like, I can't do that again. I'll never be able to do that again. So just never put her in the bottom ever again.
That's the same editor that worked on the Marina Hanaconda lip sync.
100%. 1,000,000,000%. Now, I honestly thought this could have been a double save because I thought they both fucking ate up.
Me too. Listen, country songs on Drag Race are synonymous with sort of weaker performances from the girls, but this they both ate that shit up.
Like season four's Willem and Jiggly.
Come on, girl. We don't need to talk about that.
What's that song? Wait, sing it for me.
I don't remember.
Oh God!
Like Raven versus
oh my God, Mystique. I hear you knocking.
Like Latrice Royale versus
was it Dita?
Dita, yeah,
yeah.
You know, country songs just don't have.
They don't hit the spot.
They don't hit the spot, but this one did. I thought this one did.
This one was good.
Yeah,
again, I did think they
didn't
both-
phone it in. They fully were like. And they each gave us their own brand of drag, which I love.
Yes. I just wish they rewarded them both because I really know. Think...
Well, they really needed to get Morphine out of the way.
Yeah, they didn't want her to stay.
They didn't want her to stay.
Which is a shame because...
I know. She was my favorite. She was my favorite of the season.
I loved her. There was going to be lip syncing in the finale. And do I want to see Morphine lip sync more than Q? Yes, goddamn yes.
Oh my God, yes. I would want to see Morphine honestly lip sync over any one of the finalists.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's just so good at it.
And she would do something exciting and weird and different and put her whole body into it. I mean, she's putting her whole body into this lip sync right now.
God. Yeah, this could any other season, any if it was earlier in the season, this would be a double Shantae. But unfortunately, they said, Morphine, your time has been up, so it's time for you to go.
Yeah, they just didn't want it's a shame.
No, yeah, exactly. Shame.
Final prediction on who's winning this season, my friend.
We all know. Let's say at the count of three. Ready?
One. Two, three. Q.
Safira. Oh.
I'm kidding.
Oh, stupid idiot. I hate you.
Yeah, Safira. I really, yeah, it feels like a Safira win. But again, this show, just like with Marina... I'll never not be shocked by what the show decides to put
That's
before
very
me.
Very true. They could and give it to Q in some weird, bizarro reality.
They could give it to Q. They absolutely
Where the finale
could.
Is a lip sync, and somehow the worst lip syncer of the four ends up winning the whole thing. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Weird things have happened.
Yeah.
That's true. That's very true.
I'll never count Drag Race out. Mm-hmm. Wow. Oscar, plug some shit.
I'm glad you asked what I'm up to.
Yeah,
well,
what are you up to? I actually didn't say it that way, but go ahead.
Because you don't care. You don't love me. Anyone who's not following me on social media, you can follow me at Ozzymo, O-Z-Z-Y-M-O, on Instagram, and I'm working, and this is very Drag Race adjacent, I think.
Okay.
They share similar universes. I host a Eurovision Song Contest podcast called Eurovangelists.
Yes.
And it's very fun. It's about the Eurovision Song Contest. And listen, if you've never heard of it, baby, do your research because it is giving the same kind of zhuzh that Drag Race gives you, except it's a huge, huge, like continental song performance competition show, and it is so iconic. It's so good. And it's like, it's so good. So please follow us at Eurovangelis on Instagram and listen to our podcast, please. We would love it. Just show us love, please. Please, you don't have to listen to it. Just follow us. Just give us a 5-star review. That's all you have to do.
Yes. I can't wait to listen. I'm excited. And I'm excited. Thank you for turning me on to this, to Greece's entry this year.
It's my favorite. It's my number one.
I really am excited by it. And it's that thing that's so classic Eurovision, which, you know, it goes in and out of vogue. It brings classic Greek, old school Greek music.
Exactly.
And then it's very modern as well.
What I love about that song is that it's like, it's like, what if Rosalia was Greek?
Yes, it's totally that.
And the answer is Gaggy. That's what it would be.
It is Gaggy. The song they sample is like a Gaggy old school, like village, top of the mountain village song. It's very cool that it's being used in like a new way. It's it's fierce. Yeah, I'm excited because sometimes Greece has put a lot of stinkers into the competition.
A lot of really like heavy ballads that are just like, oh, what?
Yeah.
But this year they said, oh, it's going to be a party this year.
They're going to have a good time.
Yeah.
Okay, go find Oscar there. And if you like us, follow us at Drag Her Podcast on Instagram. Give us a 5-star review like this one that mentions you, Oscar. You'll like it. You're in it.
No way.
By Jill Beansy1. It says, bring back my break. For being the only Drag Race podcast, it's really great. Mono said that Canada season 4 was his favorite of this past year, so I started watching it. It is amazing.
Aw.
I want some more Oscar Montoya.
Thank you.
But it must be hard to book him now due to his Critics' Choice Award.
Oh my God. I love you, girl. I love you. I gotta go find that, girl. I'm not kidding. Wait for the rest of the sentence. Oh, okay.
Maybe he'll be canceled and then can be on the show regularly. Praying for your cancellation. But seriously, that's really funny.
Obsessed.
But seriously, the chemistry between Oscar and Mono is so hilarious. It always improves my day. Keep on keeping on, Mono. You rock.
That's so sweet.
That is really fucking sweet. Aww. And I'm glad we got more flowers for Oscar.
Thank you. Yeah, please, if you like this episode, just write a 5-star review with my name on it. Just my name.
Just Oscar. Yeah, I mean, you're the plain Jane of this podcast.
The winner?
The winner. Oh, I love you. I'll see you at 4:20 at Bad Drag Race at Dynasty Typewriter.
That's right, honey, because as we all know, we're not sisters, we're co-workers.
That's right, and nothing more. Till next time, let the music play.
Was a HeadGum original.